So good morning once again, Maigsoon. Thank the Lord for this wonderful morning. But before we proceed, let's come before the Lord. Atong idugo to maulo, mga itagpanalangin. Lord, salamat Ginoo for this another Lord God opportunity, O Lord, that you have bestowed, O God, to each one of us. Thank you, O God, that you have brought us here, O Lord, not by accident, O Lord Ginoo. Imuming gihatod dinhi. It's not, Lord, nga accidente, but you have placed us here for a reason. And Lord, our prayers, O God, for this morning that you just fill us with your word, O Father, O Lord, that might encourage us, encourage our faith, encourage, Lord, our walk, O Lord, to just continue on to you, Father, O Lord. At the same time, as we study, O Lord God, this very person in the scripture, O Father, we might really see ourselves, O Lord God, in light of this apostle, and somehow, O Lord, be able, you know, to learn from his shortcomings, Father, and we entrust, O God, Lord God, to you, Lord God, the rest of our time, that no other name will be glorified than the name of your Son, Christ Jesus, our Savior and our Lord. We praise you and we bless you in all this, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen, Lord, and amen and amen. So, dito sa London, Maigsoon, there was this, I mean, there is this wax museum. Gakuan mo ng mga celebrity ngayon mo ng wax. Nadi nilang si LeBron James, sila si Stephen Curry, nadi in ginabuhat sila made out of wax and makita na to nga very copy yun. Literally. And that makes so on that a center is called Madame Tussauds Wax Museum. So in London, you can visit Maigsoon on this place and you will see, though not in person, Maigsoon, all the celebrities made in wax. Okay? And every person, Maigsoon, who will be visiting into this place, they are being asked with a question, okay? Sa tanang mga visitor or majority sa mga visitors who visit sa maong lugar, they are being asked to name a person, whether sa una, present, or real or fiction, okay, Marvel heroes, nga din that they hated or that they feared them most. So, muna gi-ask me, so they made a survey, but you know what, so most of those visitors, they have surveyed Maigsoon nga diin, sagad nga gikadlokan yun sa mga tao, is really Adolf Hitler. Okay? And by the start Maigsoon sa mga 1990s, so na-change na sad, okay, ang mga gikadlokan sa mga tao, and they shifted Maigsoon from Adolf Hitler to Saddam Hussein. And after which Maigsoon from Saddam Hussein to Osama bin Laden. And what is really interesting, Maigsoon, is that for them, none of the visitors really name this guy. Okay? This guy, Judas Iscariot. Okay? Who will be the topic, Maigsoon, for the rest of our time. Who was really responsible. Okay? Who was the culprit sa dako kaayo nga pag betray sa atong Ginoong Hesus 2,000 years ago. And for such Maigsoon, you know what, sa iyang name, after Maigsoon nahitabo to, you know what, so this name Judas Iscariot has carried a negative meaning. A negative meaning in the sense Maigsoon, you know what, ang usa ka ginikanan sa iyang sakto nga pangunahuna, never name his son Judas. Sakto ba ko? I've never, Maigsoon, encountered, I don't know kung naka-encounter mo, in my 40 years of life, naka-classmate ko ngan nga Judas. But naka-encounter ko, but na ako'y silingan, Maigsoon, ako'y pag-umanggon, nga diin, ginganan og Saddam. So, during the time, Maigsoon, ni Saddam, so, ginganan sa ginikanan, og Saddam. But never, Maigsoon, I came across with that name, Judas Iscariot. And that's really the very name, Maigsoon, that we will be dealing for the rest of our time for this morning. And somehow, through sa life ni maong Judas Iscariot, ato usab nga mapanaminan usab, okay, ang atong kaugalingon. In Matthew 10, let me read that to you. I mean, in Matthew 26, okay, verse 10. Kusaling. Matthew 26, verse 10. Let me open sa verse. Okay. Matthew 26, verse says here, verse 6, now while Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of expensive perfume, and she poured on it on his head as he was at the table. When the disciples saw this, they became what? They were so angry. They were so indignant. And they said, why is this waste? When Jesus learned of this, he said to them, why are you bothering this woman? And jump to verse 14. When one of the 12, the one named Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and said, what will you give me to betray the Lord Jesus Christ into your hands? So the chief priest set or gave Judas 30 silver coins for him. And from that time on, Judas began looking for an opportunity to arrest the Lord Jesus Christ. And before proceeding also that, allow me also to read, during the time when the Lord pick up his disciples. In Matthew 10, he called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, who called Peter, his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip, and Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, the last one who betrayed really the Lord. And if we study sa life ni Judas Mason, actually wala gi-mention sa Bible how really God or how really the Lord, the circumstance Mason sa pagpili ni Jesus ngadto ni Judas. It was only Mark, Peter, James, and John Mason nga diin gitagaan ta og idea diya sa Biblia nga diin, while they were really fishing, the Lord met them. And from that time on, Magsoon, they were being called. Okay, gitawag sila sa Ginoo, and they followed the Lord Jesus Christ. But for Judas, nothing is mentioned. But what we only know, Magsoon, as far as Judas is concerned, and this is really the title, Magsoon, for this morning, he was the apostle who lived by choice. Okay? I'd like you, Mengsoon, to put that into memory. He was an apostle, Mengsoon, nga nagpuyo by the choice, by the decision that he made sa iyang kinabuhi. But before atusang ila-ilahon, we need to know that Judas was chosen. Okay? He was chosen, he was handpicked by the Lord Jesus Christ to be an apostle, just like Peter and the remaining 11 apostles. That's give him the privilege. And not only that, Judas held a high position as an apostle. Kaya bawa mo may son, nga din si Judas, nagakupot siya o sa dako nga position diha as an apostle. Nga naman. Why? Because Judas Mason, he was the treasurer among sa mga apostles. He was the one responsible of keeping the money. Okay? So, again, Mason, si Judas, muna importante, lisod kaayo nga manglakaw sila nga wala si Judas, knowing that all the finances were at hand, were in the hands of Judas. Okay? So makita na to as far as the Gospels are concerned. So this guy, Judas Maigson, actually was chosen at the same time. He was one of the top Maigson apostles. In the inner circle, diha sa Ginoo. But today, when we hear the word, the name Judas Maigson, what really pop up sa ato nga mind, it's really the negative. Right? The negative attitude Maigson associated sa pangalan nga si Judas. In fact, Maigson, what is really interesting sa Collins English Dictionary, nga din among the 12 apostles, you know, they never, it's only Judas was being placed sa Collins Dictionary. However, Maigson, sa Webster Dictionary, you can find John, you can find Peter, you can find Judas, but sa Collins Dictionary, Collins omitted the rest of the apostles except for them, Maigson, except Judas Iscariot. And that made this person, right? So makita na to, Maigson, any person makita ni mo sa gawas, and you will ask that. You will ask that about John or about Peter. You know what? For them, dili nila malimtan yun. For them, they can really remember the name Judas. Right? So that's somehow, Maigson, makita na to unsa ka prominent ang pangan itself ni Judas. But you know, Maigson, what we really do not know, inasmuch as we really kanang atong i-deny or we sneer, Maigson, something for us, lahi bati og association, bati og meaning, the word Judas, but the fact, Maigson, the word Judas is a wonderful name. Why? Because Judas means, Maigson, God is praised. Right? So, ang Judas di ay, actually, you know what? It is meant God is praised. Actually, during the time of the Lord Jesus Christ, such name was so prominent. Such name, Maigson, was very popular until the time he betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ and people stopped naming their children Judas. But before that, muna makita nato nga nindot ang pangalan ni Judas. Okay? And the question, Maigson, that always pops up sa ato nga mind, why did Judas really betray Jesus? Right? Wala pa po kapangutan na. Nga naman gibetray mang yud ni Judas si Ginoong Jesus? What's really his motive? Unsa may hinungdan, unsa may rason, nga naman out of the 12, or nga naman si Judas mismo, nga di naapag yud, okay? Part sa apostleship, naapag yud, appeal sa usa ka mga apostles ni Ginoong Jesus. It would have been better, Maigsoon, siguro, in a logical nga way, nga diin, kung naamang gani mo, mubitray ni God, so mas better unta, dili unta appeal sa apostle, right? Why? Because this guy, Maigsoon, he was chosen. He was being prayed for by the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe God prayed the same with Peter at the same time to Judas. By the time he handpicked really Judas. But then again, history tells us that Judas made one of the greatest, Maigsoon, makita nato nga sakit, which is what mo ang pagbetray ni Ginoong Jesus and gave him to the chief priest. But before nato, tubago na, ato sang tanahon, okay? Ang sequence sa Biblia para matagaan nato og pagtagad. Unsa may mga pangitabo ani before Judas really betrayed, okay, the Lord. But first, Maigsoon, there was already a plot that the high priest, okay, and the scribes, Maigsoon, were plotting already that they would soon kill, they would soon murder the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, nanay plano already. And after that, Maigsoon, Makita nato ang pag-anoint ni Ginoong Hesus sa iyang tiil by Mary dito sa Bethany. Nadiin ang mga apostles and also si Judas, yun siyang pagkasayang naman niini. Pwede unta ni magamit ning maong perfume given to the poor. But they were really being rebuked by the Lord. And after that maigsoon, makita nato ni Ana. After ni Ana, it was that time, okay, that Judas made a plan. Although, adunay plan na sa mga chief priests, siguro naibawaan na nila. Siguro during the time maigsoon, si God, Christ mismo, was the person in interest sa mga religious leaders. But for them, maigsoon, it's so hard for them unsaon nila pagpatay ni Ginoong Hesus, knowing the fact that during the time, this time, Jesus was a celebrity person. Meaning to say, maigsoon, wherever Jesus muanto siya, he was really well known by the public. But for the scribes, for the religious leaders, maigsoon, it's so difficult ni Ana pagpatay ni Ginoong Hesus. And at the same time, we need to know that ang Passover celebration, dako nga celebration sa mga Jews, is approaching. That's still hard for them to execute their plan of killing the Lord really himself. But what is going on here? There was this guy, Judas, who was an instrument of executing, killing the Lord Jesus Christ. Judas' plan to betray the Lord. Okay? And number four, after Nayanamigsoon, you know what? Here comes the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper, Magsoon, it's in this, okay, time, nga diin, the Lord was, you know, pouring out sa iyang kaugalingon. And at the same time, made what? Made a warning against Judas. That you, Judas, you are planning to betray me. Okay? And for the rest sa atong time, Magsoon, atong pagatunan ang life ni Judas. And the reason nga din akong gibutang ning sequence na before you para matagaan nato og pagdagad kung giunsa unsay pagpilo development sa mga pari in killing the Lord. And at the same time, Magsoon, makita usab nato while nagplano sila, at the same time, nisulod si Judas in the scene. And it was Judas move, Magsoon, that somehow nakakonsummate, that somehow, Magsoon, nakamaterialize sa ilang plan of killing really the Lord Jesus himself. So, tanaw na to, Magsoon, kaling tulukasis sa kinabuhi ni Judas. Okay? Judas went to the chief priest. Matthew 26, verse 14. In verse 14, it says here, then one of the 12, the one called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and asked, what are you willing to give me if I hand over to you the Lord? So they counted out for him 30 silver coins. And from that time on, Judas watched for an opportunity to hand him over. But first, Limegsoon, what we will be sharing this morning, the first C, as far as Judas' life is concerned, is first, Megsoon, tanaw na to ang kanang iyang character. Okay? Ang character ni Judas here. So sa akong ginaingon, nga diin, ang mga chief priests, they were having hard time of killing the Lord Jesus Christ because Jesus during the time was a public figure already. But out of the blue, kalit lang maigsoon ni tunga si Judas, and it says, he went to the chief priest and told them, unsa may inyong ihatag nako, kung akong igib si Ginoong Hesus ninyo. Okay? Kung atong tanawon maigsoon here, ang iyang character, you know what maigsoon? Judas went to the chief priest. And the Bible says, Megson, that he voluntarily, Megson, went purposely with a decision sa iyang kasing-kasing went to the chief priest. Unsa may ang rason for something, for monetary consideration. Perhaps may so on, some scholars believe, perhaps what made Judas think this, you know what, for so many occasions actually, nga diin, daghan ng okasyon, nga diin si Ginoong Hesus, naka-iskampo sa pag-arrest sa mga plano sa mga chief priest. However, for Judas, siguro kung ako na ihatag nga to sa chief priest, I believe maka-iskampo gyapon ni si Ginoong Hesus. But the good thing is that, nga diin, makakwarta ko niining to mura. And for Judas Mengson, that's really a good deal. Okay? And for makita na to, Mengson, Judas was not really expecting Mengson that this event that Jesus would really be captured. Okay? With that plan, Mengson, all Judas thought na diin si Ginoong Jesus eventually maka-evade yapon, maka-escape yapon sa arrest. Kuha ko ninyo? But makita nato ang story, Mengson, it's totally different. What we see here is the character, Mengson, ni Judas, nga diin, he lived a life with a choice. Right? That's, Mengson, a choice, nga diin, he made by going to the chief priest. That he was not, Mengson, supposed to go there. But then again, Mengson, makita nato ni Anto siya. For what reason? For the greed. For monetary reason, Mengson, nga nung ni Anto si Judas. And he lived, again, Mengson, he lived by a choice sa iyang decision. Amen? And this is somehow, Mengson, in view of Judas, this is something also reflects sa ato nga mga Kristuanon. You know what, Mengson? Whatever problem, circumstance that might come in sa atong way, we need at times, Mengson, to reflect. Basin, this thing are happening to me is usaman, hinungdan sa mga choices, hinungdan sa mga decisions that we were making. And we are only facing, Mengson, or usaman, sowing, okay, or reaping the consequence of having bad decisions or bad, you know, at may son plan, choice sa ato nga kinabuhi. Amen, may son? Because when you make a decision, when you make a choice, may son, it's not there and then na makita nimo ang result, right? It takes, may son, days perhaps, it takes months perhaps, and then kung makita nimo, it's mo-fall down, mo-back down, Mengson, and that will be the time that you will face, usaman, the circumstance, I mean, the consequence, the bad, the mistake, Mengson, that we were making. The choices that we really made. Amen? And for Judas, again, going back to Judas, he went and purposely told the chief priest, what are you willing to give me if I will hand? Okay? You, the Lord. You know what, Mengson? Kung imong tanaw ni ang maong story, you know what? Not in the wildest dreams sa mga chief priest na mag-expect sila na din that the solution sa ilang problema was coming from the apostles. Amen? They were looking for a solution. How they might be able to execute and kill the Lord? That's, Mengson, the problem for them. Knowing nga diin, unsaman, Jesus was a public figure, and then we need to know, Mengson, days after niana, it's the Passover feast, meaning to say nga diin, many Jews, Mengson, from all over the world will go to Jerusalem to what? To celebrate the Passover feast. And for them, Mengson, muna, lisod kaayo pag-execute sa plan. Though, para nila, Mengson, they were so what? They were so ruthless. They have made, Mengson, a decisive decision to execute, to kill really the Lord. But for them, Mengson, they don't have any idea that the solution again to their problem was coming from the treasurer. Right? Was coming from the one of the apostles ni Ginoong Hesus. Ni, on behalf ni Judas himself. So makita nato, Mengson, one of the things that we're told about Judas' character is his inclination, okay? As far as money's matter. As far as money matters. In John 12, Megsoon, verse 3 to 6, he was told, Megsoon, that he was a treasurer at the same time. He loved to steal. You know, John Megsoon mentioned in John 12 that Judas himself steals money from the coffers. Steals money sa panudlanan sa mga apostles. And not only that, John himself in John 12 describes Judas as what? As a thief. Amen? So makita, bisan si Judas mismo, okay, na na siya'y inclination ni Ana. Despite, you know what, being immersed sa teachings, being privileged and so on, as one of the apostles, still Judas was hooked with this vice of money, of resources sa iyang kaugalingon. Amen? And you know what, Megson? It's a good thing to have good income, right? To have good resources. Because after all, Megson, that's God's blessing to each one of us. But the problem, Megson, sits in when our focus of attention adto na sa unsaman. How to raise really money. Amen? Saon man ako pagpadako sa ako nga kwarta. And we need to know, Megsoon, that as far as my pastor, Megsoon, sa unang panahon, ningon siya nako. You know what? A Christian, a person is satisfied by the next million he or she will have. Ang usa ka tao kuno masatisfy siya by the next million he or she will have. If naka 1 million Megsoon, makita ni mo na pa may 2 million, right? And you will aim for 2 million. And if naka 2 million Megsoon, na pa 3 million. And you will aim for sa higher, bigger, and that somehow to conclude Megsoon that there is really no what? No satisfaction. As far as, you know what, possessing materials, resources, and money. And when Judas asked, he was given, my son, 30 pieces of silver. Right? 30 shekels, pieces of silver. And that is, my son, the price for the, hindi siya maklaro, no? The price for the slave, okay? The price for the slave, and at the same time, the amount is equal to 120 Roman denarii. So that means to say, Megsoon, mga 4 months wage sa usa ka ordinary laborer during the time. So, akong gitinamban, Megsoon, o compute, siguro ang ordinary nga wage sa karong panahon, pila mga, ako na 300, okay? 300, ha? Sakto na ba? 300? Ordinary. O ba nung ganyan, 200? So, akong gicompute, for 300 for 4 months, and that only amounts, okay? Dili ni maumay. So, lahat ang computation sa una. But para masabdan na to, this amounts only to 31,200. Okay? What is 31,000? Does that able may so on to provide, I mean, to buy house and lot? Or does that be able for us to buy ba siguro auto or siguro motor? Pero makita ang 31 may so on, mura guba-guba na na siya. Something. But for a person who do not have really the Lord, that's really a big deal. Big amount of money. That's something that can really enjoy life. Right? Kung naka kwarta, one is something that you can really enjoy life. You can really do anything really you want. But kung imong tanahon, you know, listen, Megsoon, the reason nga no, si Judas nag-betray, wala man gingon sa Biblia nga diin Judas says nga unsa man na fed up siya ba sa panudluan ni Ginoong Hesus. I'm sick, I'm tired sa mga panudluan, sa mga teachings ni Ginoong Hesus. No. The Bible makes on is so silent. But what somehow gives us idea really, you know what, the reason for turning Christ to the chief priest is no other than for monetary consideration. He simply wanted to make usaman income. That's Megsoon, that's all. He simply wanted to earn. Nakakwarta siya. So Judas' motivation, Judas' cause, Judas' interest is simply about money. And it's all about money that Judas failed to evaluate his own personal life. Right? Diba? The Bible says, may soon, na din, money in its own, it's not evil, it's not sinful. First Timothy is so clear, but the attitude towards money. The love of money is what? Is the root. Notice, may soon, the root, ang kasagaran mo, oy, hinungdan, nga musanga-sanga, ang maong problema is what? Is the love of money, the root of all kinds of evil. But we need also to know, my son, you know what? Money is one of the reasons why churches today are splitting. Aside sa chicks, di ba? Ang pastor, mga mabay. But you know what, my son, money is one big factor. Nga no, dagan nga mga ika-iglesyahan na diin masiak, mabungkag, my son, just because of money. And we've encountered that, my son, a pastor, which is so sad sa akong personal nga life, nga diin, wala, not to mention the name, and then makita na ko ang iyang interest really for money. Why? Why is that? Because oftentimes, my son, I hear the pastor mentioning money in the pulpit, which is really prohibited. As far as Brother Mel is concerned, never, never announce your needs before the congregation. But this pastor, Megson, always announces his needs, something about money, and I'm really frustrated as to this pastor. At the same time, you know what, Megson, it really reflects also sa iyang ministry nowadays. And again, Megson, money per se, there's nothing wrong with it. But again, the love of it, how you spend it, how you be a good steward of God's resources, of God's money, sa imo nga kinabuhi. And of course, may son, makita nato here, for Judas, it was the love of money, it was the greed of money that dominates his heart and his soul. Okay, remember may son, si Ananias and Sapphira? Diba? Sa Acts, nga diin ang ilang property, it was sold. Nga diin ang kwarta sa atong ilang property gamiton para sa church, sa iglesia. But yet the reason, may son, they kept a portion sa ilang halin. But for them, may son, for me, it's legitimate nga mo kept sila. Why? Because they are really the owners. They were really the owners. But they kept a portion, may son, without telling Peter, with telling the apostle, nga diin, mag-spare me something for us. Okay? So, makita nato, Megzon, ang greed for money, not only Ananias and Sapphira. Remember, Megzon, Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, when that Naaman, okay, the person, Megzon, covered with leprosy siyang lawas, nga naayo siya ni Elisha. And then, si Naaman wanted to give something to Elisha, but Elisha, Megzon, refrained from accepting it. But, uy, ang servant ni Saman, Elisha, si Gehazi, gidaga niya si Naaman. I want your money. Amen, Megzon? Makita nato, and even mga biblical examples how really money take play sa kinabuhi sa mga Kristohanon during the time. Okay? And as far as money is concerned, there is really a tendency for us to be trapped. Okay? It's only, again, a matter of attitude. My dear brothers and sisters, whenever God has blessed you, you know what, my son? God is not really killjoy. God really blesses. If you have business, my son, and at times God will bless you, and I believe God will bless you materially and financially, and for that blessing, God is wanting, my son, to convey, you know what, some thoughts that these blessings are really coming from God. And for that reason, you are being what? You are being told or you are being mandated to be good stewards for whatever resources, finances God has allowed you, has allowed us in our packet. And that's being made so on good stewardship as far as the Bible is concerned. And the second C, as far as Judah's life is concerned, is the chance. This means, so this is the due process. The chance sa kinabuhi ni Judas. Okay? So makita nato maigsoon, not only that Judas, though he had planned of handing over the Lord to the Jesus Christ to the chief priest, it was not nga diin gipasagdan siya. But we need to know, maigsoon, that God Himself, Jesus Himself, maigsoon, you not warn Judas. A time, maigsoon, of awakening. A time of awareness. Judas, you're making a bad decision in this situation. God has given, maigsoon, Judas, the chance, maigsoon, to be once again, be part diha sa Ginoo. Okay? And makita nato here sa in Matthew 26 verse 17, when evening came, while they were eating, it says here, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12, and while they were eating, Jesus said, I tell you the truth that one of you will betray me. We need to know, my son, na prior niya, Judas had already a plan. Right? Dito na siya sa chief priest. And after niya na, here comes the Lord's Supper. One of you will betray me. And these disciples, they were very sad, began to say to one another, surely not I, Lord. Jesus replied, the one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But who to that man who betrays the Son of Man? It would be better for him if he had not been born. Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said, surely not I, Rabbi. Jesus answered to Judas, yes, it is you. But you're not making so on. In the book of Luke, it is after Jesus said that, and Judas Megson was never really touched. Si Judas Megson, wala siya ma-move sa giingon sa warning sa Ginoo. The book of Luke clearly says, then Satan entered into the heart of Judas. Amen, Megson? His decision, his character, and this time, Megson, he was given the chance, an opportunity to repent, an opportunity to once again makamata siya sa iyang plano to betray really the Lord Jesus Christ. But instead of awakening from his sin, Judas gitolerate niya, gipasagda niya, and allowed it really to happen. God says, woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. But the question is so on for me is that, was Judas a victim of prophecy? There's a prophecy may so on nga diin, di ba? Nga diin, God will be, there's a prophecy in Zechariah in Psalm 4, chapter 1, verse 9, which point to the fact that there is someone who would betray Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. Psalm 41, verse 9, even my closest friend whom I trusted, he who shared my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. My question makes on, was Judas a victim of prophecy? Was Judas makes on, in no way, I have no choice. I was born to betray God. Was that makes on? Mao ba na ang life ba ni Judas? O sa mga, siguro magayong mo, wala, wag na choice si Judas. Uy, di ba kataw na siya para gamitin na mao'y mabudi sa Ginoo? But we need to know, makes on, no, Judas had a choice. Why? Because the scripture never mentioned the name of Judas. It says only here, a closest friend. It could be someone else. It could be not Judas. Ngadiin, ngamoy mubudi sa no. Because in any way without Judas Megson, the plan of God will still succeed for him really to die, to save us. But there will be someone, Megson, who will really be instrumental of betraying the Lord himself. But this Judas, who made a plan, and in the Lord's Supper, God won him, but he tolerated him. And you're not, Megson, God had given due process already to Judas. Judas, wake up. Judas, you made a bad decision. But after that, Megson, Judas sealed. Judas made a decision already to pursue his plan of selling, betraying the Lord Jesus Christ. Ano man? Because it says in Luke, Satan enters his heart. That means to say, Megson, wala na gyud siya maka-rationalize. Wala na siya kauno na Megson unsa may sakto or dili. Why? Because he was so obsessed, Megson, with greed, with monetary considerations sa iya nga kinabuhi. Amen? And what Judas did, it was a voluntary transaction. He made his decision, and then again, Megson, makita na to. God gave him its chance, but then again, Megson, he declined the chances the Lord had really given really to Judas. But the question, Megson, nago, possible pa si Judas mas spare ba sa maong betrayal? Possibly ba nga din si Judas dili siya ka betray ni God? Again, Megson, possibly. Right? Possibly. Why? Because again, it's his choice to betray. Again, God has given him the chance to repent, to once again awaken pagmata sa imong kaugalingon. Kung imong tanaw, Megson, si Judas o si Peter, there's no difference after all. Peter denied the Lord 3 times. But what made Peter, Megson, good? Why? Because Peter sees his mistakes. Because Peter, Megson, makita ni mo nga, repented for what he had done to the Lord. But si Judas is different story, mga Megson. He tolerated it. He pursued for what he really planned sa ato, sa iyang plano, sa iyang kinabuhi. John 10, verse 17 and 18 says, "This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life so that I may take it back again. No one takes it away from me, but I lay it down to my own free will. I have the opportunity to lay it down. I have the authority to take it back. This commandment I received from my Father." Jesus has the will, Megson, not to let this happen for Judas. Posible laing tao, Megson, nga diin mo betray ni God. Now yung opportunity for Judas this time to back out and to return to the Lord Jesus Christ as Jesus had won him personally during the last dine, during the last supper. Amen? Nagin Megson, ang chance, ang grace sa Ginoo is so abundant sa ato nga kinabuhi. Right? And whenever Megson, we do something wrong, makita nato, there is really these chances, there's really this conviction, adunay mga circumstance, Megson, sa ato nga kinabuhi, enabling us to be awakened from the mistakes and enabling us, Megson, nga magmatata, nga diin, dili ta, unsa man, matumpawak sa mga konsekwensya sa kinabuhi. Right? And makita nato, Megson, for instance, in the case of what? In the case of adultery. Right? In the case of adultery, Megson, mauna nga, si Gingging, ako nag-strive me, si Judy Ann Santos, because si Ryan Agoncillo, he was rumored to have an affair to somebody else. Right? And then si Judy Ann Santos, before the public, ningon siya, as far as the rumor is concerned, dire ni chika, example ni, ningon siya nga, "Why not tell your spouse that I'm not loving you anymore?" Ngayon siya, "Ano man dili lamang sultian ninyo yung asawa? Ano man mga bit pa man, nga diin, what's the purpose? kung mga bitma man, you're only destroying the marriage, destroying your wife, destroying your children, at the same time, the future of marriage and the future of your children. Right? Why not tell personally your spouse and said to her, I'm not loving you anymore. And that's it. Quit. Why it allowing it so man magtago-tago man? Diba? Sa tingin sa painom-dom, so na nga, kaning bawal. Bakit nga ba masarap ang bawal? Kaning bawal ko nung magtago-tago ba? And makita ni mo maigsoon, and after ni Ana nga masakpan kung mugawas na ang maong problema, and again maigsoon, there comes the circumstance. But again, the chances sa life sa tao has really abundant. Amen? By rationalizing everything maigsoon, if I do this, if I don't do this, what if I will do this? What might be really the effect? What if I don't do this? What might be the effect? Amen? It's simple as that. But again, sadly, people are still hooked or committing into that sin of adultery. And again, for bowing back to Judas, God has given him a chance sa iyang kinabuhi. But sadly, he refrained from grabbing the chance and proceeded to execute his plan. When that plan, you know, was being executed, here comes what? The consequence. Right? Pag-execute niya, sa akong galingon may isoon, wala siya magtuo nga diin, makapture, ma-arrest yun si Ginoong Jesus at the first place. Para niya, ako lang siyang ihan over, makakwarta ko, I believe nga di maka-escapo gibungi. Pagkaskapo gibon si Ginoong Jesus. That's my son, his thought. But it's different my son. It was materialized. Naitabog yun ang dili ang aing mahitabo sa iya nga panghuna-huna. It says here, now Judas saw in Matthew 25:3-5 that Jesus had been what? Had been condemned, had been arrested, had been faced charges during the night at Caiaphas' house together with the chief priest. Okay? When na-alarma na si Judas, nga diin, inasmuch maigsoon nga din ang ihatag, pero dili na mao'y plano unta niya. Apan, mao'y nahitabo. When Jesus had been condemned, notice maigsoon, he what? He regretted for what he had done and returned the 30 shekels of silver. Then Judas went out, what? Hanged himself. Amen, my son? Diba? He regretted. Notice, my son, the word regretted. It's different from the word what? Repent. Right? Regret, my son, is something that you are sorrowful sa imong sala. It's not something, Lord, nga nakasala jugo. But worse than that, it's unsaman, he hanged really himself. Diba? That's the sad story sa kinabuhi ni Judas. Why? Because he let sa iyang last day sa iyang kinabuhi to be really miserably. Inasmuch as God wanted to alarm him, to warn him. But then again, because of greed, because of the love of money, he continued and continued, he continued on. And thereafter, when that happened, muna awahin ang tanan, he regretted, but sadly, mga igsoon, not only that, what? He hanged really himself. Amen? Diba? Makita ni mo mga igsoon kining, when I was mga igsoon in high school, I believe in elementary, high school first year, so, mga 11, 12 years old, 13 years old. So na ay bangko at bang diya sa San Miguel. I don't know, I forgot my son sa bangko. Nga diin, i-convince nga kong lula, kong magula, nga diin, ato na to i-deposit dito atong kwarta kay daku og interest. So imagine during the time, that was 1992 something, we have 150,000 and the interest per month my son would reach about 10,000 pesos. So daku siya. Amen? Diba? So, ang akong lola nga tigulang na ignorante, plus ang ako sang maguha nga ignorante sad, so na-convince nga gideposit may so nila ang kwarta dito. And for, I believe, so for 3 months, na-enjoy na mo ang tag, sabad, ang tag 10,000. 3 months. And thereafter, I believe, so na-close na, and then there were plenty, many, may so on, of victims atong maunga scam. But the sad thing, may so on, you know, the manager who was responsible for that scam, you know what? Say me ang gibuhat? He died, may so on. I believe, may so on, he jumped off diha sa Mactan Bridge. He committed really suicide. Amen? So makita nimo maigsoon ang kanang love of money sa mga tao, it never really results good for good things sa kinabuhi. For the last maigsoon, let me share to you about success. In 1923, a group of the world most successful financiers, okay? Mga rich people in Chicago met maigsoon. And collectively, these tycoons, remember maigsoon the word tycoon? Mga rich, super rich, Henry C., John Gokongwe, this Filipino nga mga tycoons, super rich nga mga tao din sa Pinas. These tycoons controlled more wealth than there was in the United States Treasury for nearly many years, okay? Sa ilang kinabuhi. And for years, newspapers, magazines had been printing their success stories and urging the youth of the nation to follow their examples. So, kining maong tao ng mga dato. Okay, they were really controlling may so on the money sa United States in the 1920s. 27 years later, tanaw na toon sa may nitabo sa ilang kinabuhi, katong mga tycoon. Okay? Unom ni sila kabuok, si Charles Schwab, the president of the largest independent steel company, putaw nga company, lived on bar. Nagpuyo siya sa last years ang kinabuhi. Nagpuyo siya nga nang huwag na lang o kwarta for the last 5 years in his life, and he died maigsoon bankrupt. Okay, these people maigsoon were really obsessed about money. Number two, si Arthur Guten, the greatest wheat entrepreneur. Kana mga rice, okay? Nga mabaligya, mga trigo. He died abroad nga bankrupt. Number three, Albert Fall, the member of the president's cabinet, was pardoned from prison. Napriso siya because of money and namatay siya eventually dito sa iyang balay. Number four, si Jesse Livermore, the greatest bear in Wall Street, committed suicide. Number four. Number five, si Leon Fraser, the president of the Bank International in United States, committed suicide. Number six, Ivar Kruger, the head of the world's greatest monopoly, again, committed suicide. The question is this really success? These people, my son, they were lovers of success. They were lovers of money. But not one of them died happily. They all died miserably. And most of them, they committed suicide as a consequence of loving money. But you know what? There's no different na itong mga Kristohano. Why? Because at times, we are being deceived. We are being trapped sa paghigugma sa mga resources na diri nato. Okay? But again, Mingsun, we need to remember that all these resources, all these things God has given to us, gihatag rani sa Ginoo nato. We need what? We need to be good stewards for whatever God's blessing na diin gihatag sa matag-usa nato. In a way, Mingsun, whatever God has blessed us, make sure that you can give glory really to the Lord for all the blessings God has given to us. It's not that, wala ko mingon, nga dili na ko pwede mo palit bread o mga sinina or something nga di nice. You know, make zone, whatever income you have, that's your blessing. You can enjoy whatever blessings you can have. But we need to remember Megson, the blesser who lavishly given the blessing, because oftentimes we are focused more on the blessings rather than the blesser. When that happened, Megson, that somehow we can be likened like Judas. Amen? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, we praise you and thank you, God, for this morning. Lord, again, Lord God, it's a reminder for us that no one, namo Ginoo, is really